Annoy people on the quiet car and call the fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus. Call of the day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on the fan.
Today's call of the day brought to you by Ramsey Mazda. Choose wisely, choose Ramsey Mazda. Tony is in the Bronx. What's up, Tony?
Sal, I had to drop in on you. I do, man. All the ripping you do on my squad, I got to tell you, we sat down last night. My kids' godparents came over. We had a nice supper. Delicious. It was beautiful. And we throw on a Mets game, and that's what we got from your team. You know, your team is a total washout,
well,
okay?
There
you go, Sal. There you go again, as always, all right? But that's not
good. Why do I get with the Wyatts? Well, I don't understand.
I made the call. Can I just give my 2 cents in before I jump off and you drop the hammer on me?
Go ahead.
You're going to drop the hammer on me, but I'm going to – can I get my 2 cents in? Listen, your team is a washout. You're not going to make the postseason. I don't know why you keep talking about your wild card. You're going to make the wild card. Because you're not going to make the wild card. Your team is a disgrace. It's a washout, okay?
Okay, thank you for the call, Tony. We appreciate you checking in. A couple of facts here that Tony needs to understand. Number one, it's not my team. So I am not in the running for a wild card spot. I do not own the team. The Mets do. We're talking about the Mets. The reason why we're talking about the Mets in a possible wild card spot is because they're a half game back. So I'm not sure what you're missing here. Was your point to say the Mets suck and the Yankees are great? Like, who's denying that at this point? Although I will point out that when they played head-to-head, the Mets did sweep them 4 straight games. You watched those games with your family, didn't you? Did you sit down at dinner and watch those games? Good to be back, BT. You're right, BT, that thanks to Tony, of course, call of the day. You're right that he had that Boston accent going.
That's weird.
Wild card.
Yeah, for the wild card.
Yeah, anyway, it wasn't a Met versus Yankee thing.
No. He made it, though.
Yeah.
He made it
yeah,
one.
Yeah, I don't understand it.
Tony antagonistic today.
Fans, you know what I'm learning, and I should have known this anyway my whole life because I was a sensitive sports fan as well, but fans are very sensitive to when you say something about their team.
Do you think?
Even as true as it may be, but like you got to relax.
More sensitive when it is true.
Right.
And oftentimes.
You know, that's a good
point. Pete Alonso stuff early on.
Right. They don't want to believe the truth. And like, I get it because I wouldn't want to hear it either, but I got to tell you the reality, or at least how I feel is the reality.
Sure.
And with the Yankees, like, they're held to a different standard. So it's not to compare Mets versus Yankees. They're two totally different expectations this year. The Yankees are trying to be a team to go out there and win a World Series. So when I criticize them, it's on a different level than it is with the Mets. Like, do I think over the course of a – and by the way – well, I'm not going to get into that stuff. I'll tell you off the air.
Come on, tell me on the air. It's going to be good. Come on.
Because I don't know if I could say it on the air or not. I hear so many different things that I – sometimes lose track of what is
what's news and what's not. Is it about a specific player?
No, it's not about a player. You know me.
Is it about something in the broadcast industry?
No. It was about the Mets and Yankees, and after those 4 games,
okay,
the feeling at least from one party on one of the teams was that maybe they're just better.
So somebody within the Mets organization thinks that they're better than the Yankees.
No, I didn't give it. The only thing I could deduce is the Yankees wouldn't be thinking that.
They didn't win a game.
I'll tell you off the air.
I think you just did.
Anyway, the point is that it's not about the Mets versus the Yankees. It is about relative to the expectation. The Yankees are held to a higher standard, which is great. I try to hold the Mets to that standard. They can't live up to it.
Mm-hmm.
And then even when I try to get behind them and push them in that direction, they still don't want to do it at the trade deadline. They acted like a small market team with incremental upgrades. That's what they're getting now. You're seeing a team that is a 500 team. That's what they tried to be. This is by design. Hey, kudos to the Mets. They're doing exactly what they were built to do. Compete for a final wild card spot. The Yankees are held to a World Series standard, so it's not a hatred for the Yankees. I told you I grew up hating the Yankees. I don't anymore. I really don't care. I root for the Yankees. Good for business. I want both the Yankees and the Mets in the postseason every single year.
Mm-hmm.
I want them to get to the World Series. And if they go head-to-head, of course, I'm going to root for the Mets. But I want to see those. I want to have exciting sports. Same thing with the Jets and Giants. But, yeah, you say one thing that's critical of the team.
The wild card.
Yeah. Right, the wild.
Let's get Tony up for the Bronx. Yeah, you know, wild card. Who the hell is this guy on drugs?